This portion of the Morning Mass brought to you by and sponsored by FHN, FHN Dialer Doc Program. And this morning, our topic is going to be women's health at FHN. And we're joined by Women's Health Service and Line Director at FHN. Lynn Carter is with us again today. Hey, Lynn, good morning. Hello to you.
Good morning. Good to be here with you today.
Great to talk to you. Tell me what's all encompassed at the at Women's Health at FHN and what services are provided.
Sure. Well, we offer care through the lifespan for women. And so that care generally starts in our office setting where we offer wellness and health and screenings throughout the lifespan. And during that time, we can offer genetic testing as well for breast, ovarian, and colon cancers and other gynecological services, as well as obstetrical services. So women in those reproductive years who are looking to start a family, we take care of all of their needs, and that carries then over to the hospital setting where we have a great team of staff and providers that offer delivery services here in the hospital as well as gynecological surgery care. So it's a really wonderful service line for the community.
We're talking women's health at FHN on the Dialer Doc program today. Lynn, tell us maybe the difference between the two specialties there, obstetrics and gynecology.
Sure. Gynecology is really just general care for women through the lifespan, and that can include annual pap smears to breast exams to screenings, like I said, for genetic testing. And then obstetrics is, again, just reproductive health, women who are experiencing pregnancies and growing their families.
Now, you have some news for us here today. What's the latest out of Women's Health at FHN?
Sure. Well, about a year and a half ago, we moved our office from the Harlem site over to Burchard Hills on Fairway Drive. And that's a wonderful partnership with our pediatrics department and family practice. And so that we can have a really nice coordinated spot for all of your needs. And then this last fall, we opened up a new build out that we just finished on the second floor, which offers a nice large ultrasound room, a procedure room. We have two what we call antenatal testing rooms where women who are pregnant are fetal monitored for their babies and just, again, screening to make sure everything's going well. So it's a really beautiful space that's just adjacent to the actual exam rooms. And it's a really lovely, comfortable space for women to get care.
We're talking to Lynn Carter on the FHN Dialer Doc program, FHN Women's Health Service Line Director. Lynn, I understand that you do offer classes for expecting mothers and families. Describe the classes. Tell us about those.
Sure. Well, families who are expecting a baby can attend any of our prenatal classes that include education on breastfeeding. Those are offered monthly and can be found by visiting our website. One of the things we're very excited about, though, is that we're going to be offering Spanish prenatal classes. So we have a nurse here who speaks fluent Spanish, and she'll be starting to teach classes three times a year. Our first class is on May 9th, and then we'll be also doing it again in July and November. And so anyone who's interested in that, we encourage you to go to the website and check it out.
Now, I understand that there are a number of OB hospitalists, or I guess you also refer to them as laborists as well, providing care at FHN. Tell us what their role is.
Sure. This is a wonderful investment that FHN has made for our obstetrics unit. An OB hospitalist is an obstetrician who's board certified that actually stays here in-house during the 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and they will see patients not only up in the obstetrical unit, but also in the emergency room as needed for any obstetrical care needs that may come across, like going into labor and having your baby. And so these are doctors who really specialize in that hospital side of things, and it's a really wonderful service for our community.
What about any women's health-related events coming up? Do you have anything on the schedule on the horizon?
We do. We do. We have our Slice and Time event on May 8th, and that's going to be at Cimino's. And we have Dr. Dahman, who's an orthopedic surgeon. He's going to be talking about arthritis, orthopedic services, and how his Velus robotic-assisted solutions can help with joint replacement. And Megan Christensen is going to be talking about nutrition, diet, overall health, including diabetes prevention and sepsis prevention. So please join us for that. It's a free event. There'll be some pizza and salad. And then we also are sponsoring a No Child Wet Behind Diaper Drive on May 16th, the Tuesday after Mother's Day, out at Lincoln Mall in the morning. And that's where our FHN staff and partners donate diapers, wipes, and different things like that to support our young families in the area who maybe can't afford those things. And it's a really lovely event. This will be our third year.
Tell us, Linda, again, also about the FHN and Stevenson County Health Department Breastfeeding Task Force. Tell us about that.
Sure. We put this together a couple of years ago. We recognized that we were doing some great things. The health department was doing some great things for lactating mothers, but we needed to really join forces so that we could offer a very well-coordinated support for our lactating moms in the area. So you will see us out in the community at some upcoming events throughout the summer. We will be at the Stockton 4th of July Festival. We'll be at the Stevenson County Fair. We're generally in one of the buildings next to the first aid kit, and also out at the Fall Festival in Lena. And what that is a space for moms who are breastfeeding to have a private, comfortable area to breastfeed their kids. But it's also for young families who might need just a diaper changing station area or just need to have a chance to step out of the chaos and just have some quiet time with their little ones. So it's a really nice coordinated effort. We also provide education to the community and support in other ways.
Alan, what makes FHN Women's Health different, the health center different or unique among other women's health services?
Well, I'm really proud of our physicians, our nurse practitioners, our nurses, our CMA, our entire staff. We work together collaboratively, both in the office and the hospital, to provide an exceptional experience for you, whether you are expecting a child and growing your family, or maybe you're just trying to take care of your health and going through the different stages that we go through as women. And so we really work together well. We communicate well with you. And truly, our patients say it feels like a family. And so we're just very excited to have a strong presence here in Freeport and in the community.
We've been talking with Lynn Carter, FHN Women's Health Service Line Director. Lynn, if someone's listening out there and wants more information, what we talked about today, how could they get that information?
Sure. They can visit our FHN Facebook page or fhn.org/OURobtam. Our OB team, and we've got some nice videos of our physicians and nurse practitioners. They can get a 2 or 3 minute little video of who they are and what their interests are and just really connect with them that way.
All right, Lynn. Great to talk to you. Great information. We'll talk again soon, okay?
Thank you.
That's Lynn Carter. She is the Women's Health Service Line Director, and the preceding is the Dial-A-Doc from FHN. Preceding brought to you by and sponsored by FHN.